Greetings, everyone. This is Amy Showalter with Amy's Messaging Minute. Yes, I will be trying to distill advocacy and or pack messaging and communication tips in one, yes, one minute. But today, I'll take two because I wanted to share why I'm launching this. It's a new missive for friends and clients of the Showalter Group. And yeah, I reserve the right to change the name of it. But for right now, you know, I love alliteration. So it will be Amy's Messaging Minute. And acknowledging that primary research, which we can help you with, is the best way to find salient and persuasive messages, many times I find something in current events or the news that represents instructive learning moments that we all can apply to advocacy or PAC or even interpersonal messaging. So whether it's an example from current research, current events, a speaker I heard at a conference or online, sports, entertainment, politics, Dateline episodes, and so on, there are some things in the culture that present instructive moments to reinforce important communications and persuasion principles, or to get us thinking about why a certain tactic is or isn't resonating. With that explanation, I may go over 1 minute here for this particular tip for this month. So this is Amy's Messaging Minute for August 2025, and I may have more minutes later this month, but this will get us started. Look at this Gallup chart. What do you see that partisan, being the key word, Democrats and Republicans have in common? They have in common that they have trust and confidence in small business as an institution. What does that mean for you? Many of you have partisan audiences. At least that's what you're telling me, and that's what I see in our primary research. So absent primary research, we would all do well to think about how does our organization help not just people in the small business sector, but any smaller entity, whether it's individual customers, individual communities, you know, smaller communities, and so forth. I wrote about this extensively in The Underdog Edge, and I can tell you why they resonate at another time. But nevertheless, we have to always be thinking, how can we appeal to what people have in common? They both trust small business as an institution. Who is our organization helping that's small, that's ordinary, that's trusted? And how can I integrate that into my PAC and advocacy messages? So ask yourself, does your organization help small businesses, small nonprofits, smaller communities in any way? How do they help them? And are you reminding your prospects of that in your communications? If not, if that's not applicable, what do your most partisan stakeholders have in common? How do you integrate that into your communications for greater persuasion? This is Amy with your Messaging Minute.